Hello.
Hello, hi.
My name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. Regarding the upcoming elections.
Okay.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the nonpartisan primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I'm definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote Republican.
And which political party are you registered? Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
And what is your main racial background?
White Hispanic.
Okay. And what is your age? Between 18 to 35. Just generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Right in the middle.
Would you say right or wrong?
Wrong.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local governments, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and proper insurance costs, quality of life,
inflation, housing, living costs.
Which one is the one thing?
Okay, inflation.
Thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic and Republican candidate? Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate. Probably voting for the Democratic candidate. Links likely to the Democratic candidate. Or definitely vote for the Republican. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Or links likely to the Republican.
Probably Republican.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you will be maybe familiar with. Please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never helped that person, just say so. Raquel Regalado.
Very, very unfavorable.
Okay. Cindy Lerner.
Oh, I don't know her.
And Richard Prashnik.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, you will be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, and among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levin-Cava, Manny Cid, or Alexander Otuola?
Ochoa, or the other, not Cava. Definitely not Cava.
Oh, Manny Cid or Daniela Levin Cava?
Manny Cid, or I don't understand what your the name. Maybe.
Manny Cid?
Manny, Manny.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Manny Cid?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Prashnik?
Pasternak.
Thank you. And would you definitely vote for, or probably vote
yes,
for Richard?
Definitely. Definitely vote for Pasternak.
Generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution to in the county government?
Raquel Regalado is definitely a part of the problem in Miami-Dade County.
Okay. Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you say, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would definitely not vote in favor of raising my taxes to build affordable housing that's going to get torn down in 10 years.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing this, please indicate if you will be more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it would make no difference, just say so. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so that they can pay less in taxes. More or less likely to vote or no difference?
Yeah, likely.
More likely to vote or less likely to vote for her?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat less more likely?
I don't know, somewhat.
Okay. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. More likely or less likely to vote for her?
Doesn't change. Such a dumb question.
As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and business, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Increased what spending?
Wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
Is that just like what you have to say? Like, what is wasteful spending?
It's just...
Like, are you reading a script?
Increased? Yes, I'm just reading the questions.
Yeah, so I don't know. You can just put it at that. Misleading.
Okay, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large scale of development, the hearts, our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
Okay.
Much more or less likely to vote or no difference?
A little more likely to vote for her.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. Much or less likely to vote or much more likely to vote?
I don't understand the statement. Can you repeat it?
Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
Yeah, very likely to vote for that.
Okay. And the last one is Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government to make meaningful action on the sea level rise and floating and to be a voice for residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
I don't know. So, it doesn't change.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some series of statements about Raquel Regalado. And please tell me if you make you more